Today we continue with our study of the Navi Zechariah with Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13. The Malbim has explained that the various visions of Zechariah alternate. Some of them are visions of the short term, from the perspective of Zechariah, the next several centuries of the time of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. And some of the parokim are devoted to the long-term future, to the Geula HaHasida, to the ultimate redemption. This perek, Yud Gimel, is one of those in which Malbim feels that the Novi Zechariah is looking way into the future, into the Geula HaHasida. And what he sees is, by Yom Hahu, on that day, Yihyeh Mokor Niftoch, there will be an open source of water, Leveis David Uliyoshve Yerushalayim, for the house of David, for those who dwell in Yerushalayim. And that water will be Lechatas Ulanida. It will be to waters of purification, which can be the mechatos, the pure waters necessary for the sprinkling upon a person who became tome through contact with a mace, or for a nida, for a menstruant woman. That is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Malbim explains that whereas Yecheskel Hanovi has also speaks about huge rivers which will come out of the Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, of the center, the epicenter of the Beis HaMikdash, and go from one sea to the other. However, indeed, later on, Zechariah himself sees such a vision. However, this vision is before that time. And we're not speaking of a huge river going throughout the entire land, but rather a more modest source of water, which will still be powerful, but which will be limited only to Yerushalayim and to Beis David. The Malbim says that, of course, both in Yechezkel, as he explains in his commentary on Yechezkel, and here in Zechariah, these waters are symbolic waters, and they are symbolic of the spread of spirituality. In the words of Malbim, Yesh boze moshol umelitzo al hispashtus me hadas v'nachal hatorah v'ho emuno shenim shelulamayim. We're speaking of the spread of Torah and belief and faith, which is compared to water. And we're speaking of the first stage in the increase of this faith and belief and religion and Torah and spirituality. Later, it will extend beyond that. It will be Kamayim Layom Mechasim. It will become universal. Now, it's still limited to Yerushalayim. And this is the Nevuah which he sees. Interestingly enough, Radak, when he explains the chatos and the nida, he explains that the chatos means the mechatos, the purifying waters which purifies one who came into contact with the dead. And the nida refers to a zava, refers to a woman who has the symptoms of a zava, who requires well water, mayim chayim. Can't just go to an ordinary mikveh as a nida today goes. The Malbim, who besides being an absolutely stunning commentary on the Nevi'im, was also an outstanding Talmud Chacham of the in terms of his knowledge of Shas and Poskim. And he says that, with apologies to Radak, the Radak is in error, because a Zov, a man, a male who has the symptoms of a Zov, he requires mayim chayim, fresh water from a well, in order to become purified. But a zava, a woman, whether she's a nida or a zava, whichever particular symptom she shows, does not require for her purification mayim chayim, well water. And he gives as sources for this, against the Radak, a Tosefta in Meseches Megillah Perek Aleph, and in Zovin, Mesechta called Zovin Perek Gimel, and he refers us to a Rashi in Meseches Shabbos Tafsamachei Amid Beis. So therefore he suggests, as the Targum Yonason says, that chata simply means to become purified, lehischataos, and nida means to sprinkle, as mei nida, water to be sprinkled. And this water will come out of the, there will be this water for the Beis David and Yoshvei Yerushalayim. And the apostle continues, v'hoya bayom hahu, on that glorious day, Nu'um Hashem Tzavokos, God says, Achris es shemos ho'atzabim min ha'oretz. I will cut, I will sever the names of the idols from the earth. The Malbim says, note, the names will be destroyed. You won't even remember their names. V'lo yizachero, the names won't be mentioned. V'gam es ha'neviyim, even the false prophets. V'yes ruach ha'tuma, and the spirit of defilement. A'avir min ha'oretz, I will remove from the earth. Malbim says here an interesting thing. Where, the end of time, will you still find Nevi'im, preachers who will speak pagan idolatry? He says, yes. In his days, we're talking again about the late, mid or late 19th century, Yimtzu'u od Bahodu, Chino, V'Yapan, She'ovdim Adayan L'Gilulim. There still are people in India, China, Japan, who still worship idols. When it comes to the phrase, Achris min ha'oretz, the Malbim has an interesting thing. He's quoting the Abarbanel and says that this is referring to those prophets of the Das HaKoran, the Islamic prophets, who fall upon the earth flat and flatten themselves on the earth. And they too have a false prophet. Interesting. The pasuk continues, pasuk gimel, v'hayoki yinavei ish od. If there's still left a false prophet who didn't get the message, who still is a novi sheker, such a person will disappear. Why? For two reasons. Number one, even his best friends, even his parents, will disown him, to put it mildly. V'yamru elav oviv v'imo yoldov lo sichye. Even his parents, his progenitors, will say, such a person should not live. At this point in time, you still believe in idols? Ki sheker dibarto b'shem Hashem, udiko ruhu ovihu v'imo yoldov v'hinovo. His very parents will stab him, will punish him, will eliminate him if he's still preaching this sheker at this time. Number one. Number two, the person himself, the Navi, will be so ashamed that he will do everything to deny that he is a prophet. Every one of these false Nevi'im will become embarrassed of his previous vision. And they will no longer wear the hairy cloaks, the fur coats that prophets once wore, because they will want to deny that they are false prophets. L'ma'an kachesh, v'yomar, and the prophet will say, lo no v'yonochi, I am not a prophet, not me. Ish oveid adomo anochi, I'm a simple farmer. Ki adom hiknani min uroi, I was purchased to be a serf, a farmer working for some other people from my youth. Because the Nevi'im will want to even give up the prestige of being false Nevi'im. And rather, they will insist that they are ordinary people, farmers. Now, to understand Pasuk Vav, Malbim explains to us that many Nevi'im, many false Nevi'im, in order to bring upon themselves the inspiration of their pagan gods, would maim themselves, would injure themselves, would inflict wounds upon themselves. So now, how is he going to deny that he was once a false prophet if he has these physical signs of having once been a false prophet? And they say to him, what are these makos? He will say, Asher Hukesi Beis Miahavoi. I receive these makos from my friends. From my friends, because they punished me because I was not going in the Derech HaYoshar, I was not going in the proper path. Main point, he will deny at all costs, he will disassociate himself at all cost from being seen as a still being a prophet, a false prophet. Then the pasuk continues, Cherev Uri al Ro'i v'al Gever Amiti Ne'um Hashem Tzevokos. I will awaken or arouse a sword upon my shepherd, upon the man of my close friendship. Hachesoroes, strike the shepherd. Usufutseno hatzon, let the sheep scatter. Vahashivosi, yodi al hatzoarim. And I will, with my hand, I will move my hand over those who inflict pain. Malbim says again something very, very contemporary sounding, and that is that God will then bring a sword to that person who says that he is God's shepherd, meaning Muhammad, Navi HaYishma'elim, and those who believe in him, because after all he said that God sent him to be a shepherd to the world. So against him, he who claims that he is God's friend, Amiti, he claims that he's God's friend, that person also will be struck, and his followers, his sheep, will be dispersed. What will happen now is all the inhabitants of the world, two-thirds of them will be cut off and extinguished. Only one-third will remain. God will narrow down the people of the earth to just the righteous, and they will only be a third. And even that third, I will take that third and I will bring them through fire, meaning I will purify them further. I will refine them as one refines silver. I will test them as one tests gold. Meaning, even of that third, there will be only a fraction who will pass all the tests and be proven to be real tzaddikim, really righteous. And those, of those very righteous, hu yikrov eshmi, he, meaning they will call upon me, they will pray to me, va'ani e'ene'oso, I will answer them immediately, omarti ami hu, I will say, they are my nation, v'hu yomar, and he will say, Hashem Elokoi, God is my God. And so we come to the end of chapter 13. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with the final chapter of Zechariah, chapter 14.